To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of May, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Oops, hold your horses. The Twitter deal with Elon, it looks to be on hold. Well, no, Elon said, I'll give you $44 billion for the thing. But Mr. Musk is also looking for a bit more transparency as well. In fact, he's continuing to clash with Twitter over the accuracy of its bot count. And in doing so, if things do not line up like they said they would, he might try to renegotiate that $44 billion deal. This was actually all unveiled at a Miami conference, but the deal at a lower price wasn't out of the question. We do know that last Friday, Elon Musk actually announced that the buyout of Twitter was temporarily on hold and said that his team would do an independent analysis on bot count and also try to crowdsource bot estimates from his own followers. We also heard, too, from the man himself that he is still planning on buying the platform. He just wants everything on the up and up if everything that he is purchasing is correct, at least on paper. Something tells me it may be a little bit, as I'm sure we got a lot more drama to go. Some new store rules in the App Store, Apple people. You know those subscriptions that you have auto-renew? Well, guess what? That price can change without you even knowing it now. Now, before the rule change, users would actually have to manually opt in to a subscription renewal if it came with a price bump. That will not really be the case now, meaning developers now have full control if they want to raise the monthly or even annual price of your subscription. Now, according to Apple, they're making the change to help avoid the situation where users unintentionally lose access to a subscription because they missed out on the opt-in message. I think it's more along the lines of, do you want to keep it now or not? Well, at least we got that extra month from you. Now, there are some rules in place. A developer who increases a weekly or monthly subscription price by more than 50% and the difference is over $5, it won't qualify. And for an annual subscription, developers can raise the price by 50%, but they can't raise it more than $50 without requiring an opt-in. And finally, staying with Apple news, looks like Apple's finally taking a look at the podcast app for a change, and it looks to be good for not only listeners, but podcasters too. With the impending iOS 15.5 and, of course, macOS 12.4 upgrades, here come a host of advanced tools to limit podcast storage across all your devices. You can finally now tell the podcast app to only download a certain number of recent episodes instead of the whole damn thing, and do that actually within a time frame, such as a week or even a month. You can also finally say, hey, only download new episodes. Of course, you also still have the option to disable downloads entirely and just stream everything, which is quite helpful if you got a small capacity iPhone. Also, with the new OS upgrades, it'll also give you the option of yearly subscriptions for paid podcasts. And if you opt in to do that, you'll also be able to browse shows by seasons and filter episodes, even by their status. Another thing we should be seeing, a lot more podcasts on the platform. In fact, Apple's unveiled plans for a delegated delivery. This will let creators of both free and paid shows send out their content and should make it easier, especially for producers of podcasts, to distribute their shows across many platforms. Unfortunately, with the delegated delivery, though, it won't be available till fall. That's also probably pointing to it won't be in 15.5 either. That's something I'm sure we'll be seeing in iOS 16. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, you can find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show over there, too. Don't forget to check us out, too, on our social media places, Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.